from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that electronic records subpoenaed by investigators confirm that Brittany Camisso visited the executive mansion on the day she said the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, groped her in a sexually aggressive manner. The state assembly and law enforcement officials are conducting a parallel criminal investigation into allegations that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. The records confirm Camisso's account that she helped Cuomo text a note from his mobile phone to the director of the governor's offices and then immediately called from that mobile phone to confirm receipt of the text. The investigators have text messages, phone records, and swipe card access records that back up Camisso's account of the day. She claims Cuomo slid his hand under her blouse and grabbed her breasts over her bra after that text message and phone call. The incident occurred last December, not in November, as Camisso first said, and the state attorney general's office previously reported. Cuomo's private attorney, Rita Galvin, said, and I quote, "This is evidence of nothing except that the attorney general's report is hopelessly flawed and unreliable, and Ms. Camisso's allegations remain a moving target," end quote. She added, and I quote, "The governor has been clear that he never groped Ms. Camisso," end quote. The attorney general's original report on Cuomo's alleged harassment included a footnote that said, and I quote, "Camisso did not remember the exact date of the incident, but recalled that it was around when she was tasked with photographing a document and provided a copy of the photograph to us that was dated November 16, 2020, end quote. The state assembly is expected to release an investigative report on the allegations against Cuomo soon, possibly this month, according to the paper. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. Sam Rowdens is reporting for Columbia Green Media. On October 12th, the Hudson Common Council will consider a resolution that would formally acknowledge a parcel on the city's waterfront as city property. Fourth Ward Assemblyperson John Rosenthal submitted the resolution to the legal committee last week, affirming the city's ownership of a 4.38-acre parcel adjacent to the dock property owned by A. Colarusso & Son, a sand and gravel mine, stone quarry, and blacktop company. The company does not dispute ownership of the property. Colarusso has proposed the construction of a haul road from its company facility on Newman Road to the Hudson River, bypassing many of the city streets. The haul road has been an issue of concern for Hudson residents alarmed about the truck traffic and the impact the project would have on the environment. The city's planning board is currently reviewing the proposal. Rosenthal said the resolution as proposed by him recognizes that the land sale in 1981 was done illegally. The title searches show the city has a right to the parcel. Rosenthal said, and I quote, "Given that the riverfront property public lands can't be alienated in any such way unless done by the state legislature, that this instance of a 4.4-acre parcel being sold by the city illegally to a private owner in 1981, we should address this fact now and claim it for our own," end quote. City Attorney Jeff Baker said there is no dispute over the parcel, but the language of the resolution warrants further review. Baker said, and I quote, "I think the issue of providing access to it is one of the issues, one of the things that the planning board is looking at now," end quote. The Common Council will hold its informal meeting on Tuesday, October 12th, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics, a measure criminalizing threats in New York to expose a person's immigration status was signed into law this weekend by Governor Kathy Hochul. The new law considers threats to expose undocumented people as extortion or coercion and is based on similar measures already on the books in California, Colorado, Maryland, and Virginia. Hochul said, and I quote, "New York is built on the hard work and determination of generations of immigrants, and we need to support people who are trying to build better lives for themselves and their families," end quote. The measure is intended to allow prosecutors to take on blackmail cases when a person is threatened with deportation, even when the larger case does not relate to sex trafficking or labor cases. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office has established an unmanned aircraft or drone unit. The unmanned vehicles have been deployed several times for search and rescue operations, including an incident in July on the 10 Mile River in Wasaic. During an effort to save two people stranded in a rain-swollen river, a sheriff's drone was deployed to assess potential hazards and guide rescue swimmers to the stranded victims. The idea to deploy drones was brought to the agency approximately 5 years ago by a member of the department. The drones were initially used primarily for accident reconstruction investigations, but the unit has been deployed many times to help with missing person cases, to assess storm damage, and to give detectives an aerial view of crime and accident scenes. According to the department, roughly 40% of the police agencies in the country now possess at least one drone. The drones are not used for surveillance purposes, according to the department. The UAS unit is currently looking to replace its existing fleet with newer models. Detective Sergeant Adam Harris, the unit supervisor, said, and I quote, "We are currently seeking alternative funding to replace our 6 drones. Because we have several FAA licensed pilots, grant opportunities are more accessible," end quote. Harris noted that funding for the unit may also be available from asset forfeiture. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.